there grow Friday as well.
But that's the problem. That's the problem, right? That we know in Matthias that it doesn't grow.
Kof Hey Ear, Thursday the 30th of May, Rabbi David Potash, Sadoka.
We've been talking about that. That's our discussion for the last week. It started off because Rabbi Weimer fell on Thursday. That's where it started off.
Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today's shiur is going to be about the union of Tzedakah, and I would like to learn through with you the words of the Torah at the beginning of the Hilchos Tzedakah in the Rodea Simon Reish Mem Zayin. The Torah here is fascinating, and very unusually, he gives a whole hakdama to the importance of the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and this is something that we don't find he does in any kimat, in any of the other mitzvahs, any other dinim of the Torah. So the Torah starts off like this in Yerida Reish Mem Zayin. Mitzvahs asei litein tzedakah kufi hasagas yodo. It's a mitzvah, the raisa, of course, to give tzedakah according to what is able. Kufi hasagas yodo. According to what is able, the makor for this is a famous story in the Gemara in Ksubos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw after the Korban, saw the daughter of one of the rich Ashirim of Yerushalayim, and she was groveling in the dirt looking for grain. And he said to her that you come from such a wealthy family, and this is what you've fallen to. So she said, yeah, that's the Matthias. So she asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why did this happen to me and my family? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, and she said, he gave away an enormous amount of money. She named the amount of money that he gave. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that, you're right, she gave away an enormous amount of money, but he could afford more. So we see from here, it's not the amount a person gives, it's proportional to what he's able to give. So that's the Torah starts off, Mitzvah Eser Litin Tzedakah Kfi Hasagas Yodoy. Now we also know that a chatkila person should give ma'aser, should give a tenth of his profits away. The way one works out the ma'aser, the Chofetz Chaim says in Avas Chesed, that just like with the ma'aser of tevua, which goes on a yearly basis, one cannot be mafrish, one cannot tithe the ma'aser rishon or sheni of his produce from one year on the previous year. So a din the tzedakah should go on a yearly basis, since we learn out the ma'aser of ksofim of money from the ma'aser of produce. So Chofetz Chaim says a person should make a cheshbon, a yearly cheshbon, of all his gains, all his expenses and losses, and the net gain is what he has to take 10% from, he has to take ma'aser from. And that ma'aser should be exact. Chofetz Chaim and other poskim say it should be exact. In order to receive the bracha of tis'asa, k'desa, tis'asa, to take a tenth in order that one should become wealthy, it has to be exactly a tenth. So a person should make a cheshbon exactly what his profits are after expenses and losses, and take a tenth of that, and that should be set aside for ma'aser. Now, if a person wants to give more, of course he can give more, especially if he's able to give more. But the what he gives extra, that's called tzedakah. That's not in the ma'aser, in the cheshbon of ma'aser. Ma'aser has to be an exact cheshbon of a tenth. And added to that, that's called tzedakah. That's not included in the cheshbon of ma'aser. Now, of course, besides that, there's another din of chomesh, of giving away a fifth, that we also learn from the double lashon and the pasuk, aser to aser. So the Gemara learns out from there that a person should give a double ma'aser, a fifth. And on that, Chazal say that a person should not give away more than a fifth, because maybe, chas v'shalom, if he gives away too much money, he himself will have to become needy and will have to ask other people for money. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Sefer Avos Chesed, he brings the Hagoyis Yishnoichlin, which was written by the father of the Shlo, and he says that that only applies to somebody with an average wealth or with a monthly income. He shouldn't give away more than a fifth. But somebody who's very wealthy, he's mechuyav to give away even more than a fifth, because that's not going to affect him. He's not going to become poor from giving away more than a fifth. And it's not going to happen to him, but derech hateva, that he's going to have to ask other people for money. So Mela, this is all included in the words of the Torah. It starts off by mitzvahs es litzin stocker kafi hasogas yodoy. According to what a person is able, that is the amount. It's a subjective amount. The amount a person is supposed to give to stocker on a yearly basis is according to what he's able. So that's the first thing. Then it continues the Torah. An unbelievable chiddush. The Torah says, first we use the double lashon ma'od ma'od. A person should be very, very careful with this mitzvah more than other mitzvahs. Why? Because if a person is not careful with giving tzedakah b'zrizus, with alacrity, he can chas v'shalom come to shvichas domim. Why? Because the oni who might be so starving that he might die if one doesn't give him straight away. Kahu of the Nochem Ish Gamzu, the famous story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, where Oni came to him, and Nochem Ish Gamzu just arrived from a journey, and his chamor was piled up, and he said, "Please just wait a few minutes until I manage to take the load off the ass." And he didn't realize, he didn't size up how needy, how hungry the Oni was, and never the Oni died before he managed to finish unloading. And for that, Nochem Ish Gamzu took upon himself terrible yisurin for the rest of his life. Because you do have the Gemara in Tainis. So if a person is not careful with stock, can chas v'shalom by the day shvichas domi. Now the Torah says, when the Torah says ma'od ma'od tzoich lizoyebo yosim kol mitzvos esek ki evshesh yom day shvichas domi, the Torah is not saying that if you see a case of a pekuach nefesh right in front of your eyes, then be very careful. The Torah is saying in all cases of giving tzedakah, one should be very, very careful because it's evshel over the day shvichas domi. Because down the line, there might be one case in a lifetime where it can come to shvichas domi. In other words, so what the Torah is telling us here is that one has to be always very, very zoris and be used to, get himself used to being zoris in the midst of tzedakah. To do it miyad, because you never know down the line the one time it can cause shvichas domi. So that's why it says ma'od ma'od have a mizroy b'mitzvah zu yosim kol mitzvah esek. And the Bach points out that we find this lashon ma'od ma'od only in very extreme cases. He brings three or four other places in Torah Shulchan Aruch where the Torah uses this lashon. One is in the case of hisrakus me'arayos. One is in the case of ribis. One is in the case of taking shoychat, and these are all very, 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 which are very big averus. And there the Torah says ma'od ma'od, and here the Torah is mashver the mitzvah tzedakah to these other averus and says ma'od ma'od. Then the Torah goes weiter and he says, "V'kama pa'amim nistavina b'av esei." There's not just one mitzvah esei of tzedakah. There's many mitzvah esei of tzedakah. And it's even a mitzvah lois hasei of somebody who ignores the opportunity to give tzedakah. And the emes is two mitzvahs essay here. As Rashi points out in Chumash, one is a lav which the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is addressing our feelings, and one is the Torah is addressing our maisim. Lois ames is levavcha is, says Rashi, even if a person gives, he must make sure he gives with the right feeling, that his heart shouldn't feel that he prefers not to give. And there's another love of the sick poets, as Yodacham Yachicha Evian. Chalamalim Einov Mimeno. Anybody who ignores the mitzvah of Stokka Nikri Bliyar, Ukilo Oyvel Avoid Israel. There's only two places in the Torah where the Torah uses this Lashon Bliyar. One is in the parish of Irani Dachas, which is talking about a whole city being Oved Avod Zora, and there it says here, there it says Ki Yetzu Anoshim Be'Anshim Bliyal, and here in the part and parasha of Halvor to an Oni, which is part of the mitzvah Tzedakah, it also says Ki Yeh Dovim Levavcha Bliyal. So the Chazal learned from here Gedir Shava that if somebody who ignores the opportunity to give Tzedakah is a Bliyal, and is compared to somebody who's Oved Avod Zora. Now, Bliyal, Rashi says, is Russian Bli oil, without a yoke over his head. That means if a person doesn't give tzedakah, it means his life is, he's living a life of hefker. That's the Russian Bliyal. However, somebody who's careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah, he testifies about himself that he is meyuchas after the Klal Yisrael, who is Zera Baruch Hashem. The Klal Yisrael are blessed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chsiv Laman Hashem Tzava Esponov Vesbeisai Achrov Veshomu Derech Hashem Lasus Tzedakah Umishpot. This is the pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said about Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu is about to reveal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to reveal to Avraham Avinu what he's going to do to the cities of Sodom, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, am I going to hide from Avraham Avinu what I'm going to do? He is, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings Avraham Avinu's praises and says, Asher Yitzaveh Esponav Esbeisa Achav, he is going to mechanech his children, his grandchildren, and all his generations, for Shomu Derech Hashem, what's the Derech Hashem? Lasu Tzedakah Mishpot. The Derech Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu spells out is two things. Tzedakah u'mishpot, to give tzedakah and to live an honest life. These are the two things that Avraham Avinu is very careful to give over to mechanech his descendants with. And we see from here, therefore, that if a person taka is zoyeh mitzvah tzedakah, he's showing, he's testifying upon himself that he is from Zera Avraham Avinu, he's from Zera Baruch Hashem. And the Torah uses this lashon Zera Baruch Hashem to tell us that in the schus of these two attributes of these two drachim in life of giving tzedakah and being misnayig with mishpat, with honesty, straightforwardness with the ashras, with the schus of these two things, we are Baruch Hashem. We receive a bracha, a constant bracha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein kisei Yisrael miskoinein v'dosa emes o'medes ela b'tzedakah shenema b'tzedakah tichanoni. The Torah says, it brings another chazal, that the kisei Yisrael usually means malchus. And the Gemara says in one place, ein kisei ela malchus. So it means, ein malchus Yisrael miskoine, that the malchus of Yisrael does not have a kiyum, does not have a basis. Of a dosa emes oimedes, and the Torah does not have a kiyum, ela b'tzedakah. Only through tzedakah shenema b'tzedakah tichanoni. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Kviyachol, with tzedakah you will give me a basis, you will give me a kiyum, you will give me a support." So what's the pshat in this chazal? The malchus shemayim and the malchus Yisrael, and including also the malchus shemayim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking with tzedakah tichanoni, and the das emes and the Torah only receives kiyum, only receives support through tzedakah. Why is this? What's the pshat in this chazal? So the pshat is that when Klal Yisrael gives tzedakah, so Klal Yisrael are Rachmonim, Gam Yechasodim, when Klal Yisrael gives tzedakah, they bring an enormous Kiddush Hashem. There's a Gematik Kiddush Hashem that the whole world sees how much Klal Yisrael gives tzedakah. The percentage wise of givers amongst Klal Yisrael is much, much higher than in the rest of the world. So when the world sees that, they see that we're a generous nation, but it's not just generosity because of our military. It's generosity because of the Am Hashem. That's number one. Number two, when we give tzedakah, it shows that we're ba'achdus. When we give to other people, that shows that we're all one people. And not only do we give each other, but even though we're sometimes separated into different shvatim, to different tribes, and different chugim, different types, different ways of serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but when we give to each other, when one chug gives to a different chug, and doesn't keep it for as a partisan matara, so then that shows that Klal Yisrael is ba'achdus. And when Klal Yisrael is ba'achdus, then that is the sorry, that is the what brings support to Malchus Shemayim, and it will bring support to the whole of Klal Yisrael. It brings support to Malchus Shemayim, as it says in the first apostle, by he be Yishur Melech, be Sasef Rosh Hashanah, Yachad Shittu Yisrael. When is Yishur Melech? When does Klal Yisrael have a king? When is Kodesh Baruch Hu considered the king of Klal Yisrael, that he's Melech of the whole of Klal Yisrael? Be Sasef Rosh Hashanah, Yachad Shittu Yisrael. And by giving tzedakah, so that brings us all to Achdus, and therefore it's Mechonein, it gives support to the Malchus Shemayim. And it also gives support to the Torah, Dosa Emes, because when there's Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, so then when we're not too busy fighting with each other, that gives us time to be able to Mischazik, to in Torah and Yerushalayim, and of course, the tzedakah itself is mechazik the Torah in Yerushalayim, because the stock is not only for Anim, it's for Loim de Torah and for Bati Medrash and Bati Knesset, and therefore that gives a kiyum for Klal Yisrael. So this is the Chayyab Pshat in this Chazal, which the Torah brings, Ein Kitzei Yisrael Miskoinim, but also Emes Amelis Ele Bitztoka, Shneema Bitztoka Tekanoni. Says the Torah weiter, Ve'ein Yisrael Nigolin Ele Bitztoka, that the Geula comes through Tztoka, Shneema Tziyon B'mishpat Tipode, V'shover Bitztoka, that the Pasuk says, Mufurish and Yishaya, that with Mishpat and Tztoka, that will bring the Geula. Shimru mishpat vasu tzedaka ki krovu shasi lave v'tzidkasi legalis. Says the Torah weiter, g'dayla mikol ha-kabonis. Tzedaka is greater than all kabonis. All the kabonis. Chatos, osham, shlomim, oila. It's unbelievable. Da'amar Rabbi Elazar, g'dayla tzedaka mikol ha-kabonis, t'chsiv, asoy tzedaka u'mishpat, nivchal Hashem izabach. It says in Pasuk in Mishlei, that tzedaka and mishpat are chosen to g'shmachu, Yosa Mizevach. Even greater than bringing carbonates. Why is it greater than giving carbonates? First of all, a carbon is a kapara. And Ramban says in Parshas Vayikra that the whole idea of a carbon is that when we do on the carbon, we slaughter it, do shkita, and kabbalas adam, and halacha and zrika. So a person has to think to himself, really, this should be me. But the Kushbaku, Berachamov, Chasodov, he allowed me to instead slaughter the animal and bring the animal's blood on the Mizbeach, but it really should be me. So that's the kapara of the carbon. When a person gives tzedakah, then let's face it, it's very often very difficult. A person's hard earned money, which domim tati b'mashma, the Chazal say, the money is called domim, and domim means two things, domim means money, and domim means blood, and the person has sweated hard, and either physically or using his or intellectually, and he's worked very hard and made money. Now he's got to give away his hard-earned money. It can be a hard thing to do. It can be a mysterious nefesh, and that mysterious nefesh is like the carbon. The domim tati mashma, just like the carbon is a shkita and offering the blood on the mizbeach. So too the money which we give away is domim is like the money is like the blood of the carbon. Excuse me, which goes on the Mizbeach. And it's even greater than that. It's Gedolah Mikol HaKarbonos. Kosof Kosof, for the carbon, when the person brings up the carbon, he didn't work too hard to have to bring up that carbon. And he's got to think to himself, he's got to remember himself and wait, if really this should be happening to me. But when a person gives away his money, sometimes he really feels he's giving away from himself. Therefore, it's Gedolah Mikol HaKarbonos. V'Amar Belaza. When a person gives tzedakah, it's ke'ilu, he filled the whole world with chesed. What's the pshat? Person gives tzedakah, it's ke'ilu, he filled the whole world with chesed. What's the pshat? The pshat is poshut. Chazal tell us, kol ha-merachim ala b'riyos, merachim ala b'na shamayim. When a person has rachmanis on other people, so Kadosh Baruch Hu pays him back midah k'neged midah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on him, even though he might not deserve it. Rachmanis means that even a person doesn't deserve it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to have rachmanis on him. So we see that tzedakah is me'ore rachamim. Tzedakah is me'ore rachamim. And therefore, when a person gives tzedakah, it awakens up the midah of rachamim of Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring the shef of rachamim on himself. But here the chiddush is that not only is he me'ore rachamim on himself, but he is ma'ayir rachamim on the whole world. Chesed Hashem ala oretz. When a person gives tzedakah, he's ma'ayir this midas rachamim on the whole world, and not only on Klal Yisrael, on the whole world which needs rachamim. This is an unbelievable thing. And not only that, we will be explaining a little bit. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You give tzedakah, as a result of your tzedakah, I will have rachmanis on the whole world, and on top of it, you'll get the schar for it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says that. That it's your mitzvah. It's your mitzvah. You'll get the schar for the mitzvah, and you'll get the schar for bringing chesed to the whole world. So this, so the schar of tzedakah is endless. Says the Torah weiter. You see how unbelievable this Torah is. We don't find anywhere that the Torah brings such an unbelievable hakdama to a mitzvah. Says the Torah weiter. La'olam ein adam ani min tzedakah. A person can never get poor from giving money away to tzedakah. And nothing bad or any damage can be caused by the Tzedakah Shneimu Ahoyah Maisa Tzedakah Sholem. Sholem is Lashon Shleimus, whole, complete. The Tzedakah is complete. And therefore, when a person gives Tzedakah, it's nothing, he's the first number one, he's not going to lose anything from it. Even if he might feel it's difficult right now, and he might not be able to do this or do that or buy something else, he's not going to lose out from it. It's a Havtokam Chazal. And also, nothing bad or nothing, no damage will ever be misgoyel. The Lashon is lohezek misgoyel al yodo. What does it mean misgoyel al yodo? That means it will not even cause any cause and effect. It won't have any effect down the line to cause anybody or anything, any type of damage.
Why can't it get more than a fifth? Because it's making more.
Because after Chazal told us, number one, after Chazal told us they don't give more than fifth, so then, you know, then if a person does give more than fifth, go and get Chazal. The Shai is, why did Chazal say that? It could be that, in order for this to be, if there should be no hezek from Tzedakah, it has to give the person has to give Tzedakah L'Shem Shemayim. He's got to give it for the right reason. He's got to give it because he wants to give it, not for covet, or not for any ulterior motive, and therefore maybe Chazal were afraid that if a person isn't on that madriga to give it L'Shem Shemayim, so then this shmira of not becoming poor from Tzedakah and not having a hezek from Tzedakah, that shmira will not apply. And therefore Chazal said, don't give away more than a fifth because you're afraid for the person that doesn't do it L'Shem Shemayim. So Chazal says, "Mufurish Chazal Gemara in Gittin and other places, Mufanesim Aniya Goyim im Aniya Yisrael. Mishum Dake Sholem. The reason the Chazal say that when we give out money to Aniya Yisrael, if a goy comes, we give him also. Because Machloek to show him if we Madaik Loshen Im. It says Mufanesim Aniya Goyim im Aniya Yisrael. Does it mean only Dafka when you're giving out money to Yidden and a goy comes, you give him also?" Or does it mean, even on his own, even independently, that we give to a goy also? Either way, the reason is Mishum Dake Sholem, that of course the goyim shouldn't say, we only look after our own and we don't look after them as well. So that's the reason we give the goyim. But apart from that, we don't have to take the initiative of giving a goy stam. But in order to be Dake Sholem, then we give goyim also. Anybody has pity on the Oni, the Kodesh Baruch Hu have pity on him also. So the Torah tells us how to psychologically be mischazik in this mitzvah. The Torah tells us, just like we daven for panasa 3 times a day, and sometimes a person davens for panasa more times a day. There's all sorts of schoolers. He says Pashak Torahs and Pash Zaman and Akeda, all of which are schoolers for panasa. So a person is davens for his panasa many times a day. So just like we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for panasa many times a day, so too we should have Rachmanis on the Ani who is asking us to help him with his panasa, even if it's also many times a day. He says Nasan Titena Filomea Pami. And just like says the Torah, that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillos. That's a tefillah sheiskabel atefillah, right? Sometimes it's having in the beginning of the siddur, tefillah sheiskabel atefillos. So the Torah says a person davens the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mekabel his tefillah that he davened for panasa. So too we should listen to the shava, to the cry of those who are in need. And this includes not only, of course, Aniyim, it includes Bati Knesset, Bati Medrash, Moshe Tatoya. These are all causes which we need. And the Afkam Zoyse, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Korv Lishmoy Tzaykes Aniyim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is also very close to hear the Tfilis of the Aniyim, Shenema Shavis Aniyim, Ato Tishma. As it says in Pasuk, that you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you listen to the cry of the Aniyim. The Fichok Eishlo Lizor Mizagosom, Mikazakosom. And therefore, a person should be careful that the Oni should not cry to Kodesh Baruch Hu as a result of us. The Gam ki bris kruso lehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu already made a covenant with the Aniyim. Shenem avohoyok yitzak elai v'shamayti Yichonan Oni, the famous pasuk in Mishpatim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, be careful, because if the Oni cries out to me, then I will have to listen to him even if he's complaining. Gam, then says the Torah weiter, after all this, the Torah still has a chashash that maybe still a person might not want to give. So he says the Torah, a person shouldn't, after all this, there's a chashash, a person still might think, how can I give my money away? A person should know, and here the Torah comes with a gvaltke chiddush. A person should know the money is not his. It's just a deposit that the Kadosh Baruch Hu deposited with us to do his rotzon, the rotzon of the mafkid. Just like if somebody deposits money in a bank or with a friend, and he tells the bank a standing order, only pay out to this person. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm depositing my money by you, and I'm telling you who to give it to. You give it to Aniyim, give it to Moshe Zatoya, give it to the shuls. There's a whole seder, of course, as set out in Shulchan Aruch, of Aniya Echa Koidmin, and Korim Koidim, relatives come before other people, and Talmud Chacham is before other people, and the Chofetz Chaim says that Torah should receive 51% of one's givings. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed. So there's a whole seder, how Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the mafkid, told us how to give it. So it's only a pikadon, it's only a deposit by us to do the Ratzon mafkid. And that's the Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be mechalik it to the aniyim from this pikadon. And this is what the good part that's left for the person. So this the ways we are supposed to look at the money that we have is that it's a pikadon. It's a pikadon given from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to give out according to his will, according to how he set out in Shulchan Aruch. If you remember, some years ago, what was it, 8, 9 years ago, when there was a world crash all over the world, and many wealthy people lost their money. So Adam Godel said that, you know what, Kadosh Baruch Hu is changing over his gaboyim. He had gaboyim to give out money. They didn't do the job properly, so he's moving the money to a different gaboy to give out the money. So that's the way we have to look at it. It's just to be cotton. And the Torah for them that says, as we say, this is the good that a person has from his money. This is what he really has. As it says, and the Torah is referring to Beremez, a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, that with Aleph, and Aleph, brings about, when this will end, Bez Hashem, that brings about Munbaz. Maisa, Tonabon, Maisa, but Munbaz, Amelech, Shabizbez, Oitzroisov, Voitzroisov, Oitzroisov, Vishnebatzroisov. There was a famine in the land. So Munbaz the Melech, there was storehouses and vaults full of the crown jewels, full of produce and money, all of which he had amassed over his lifetime, and which his ancestors had amassed over their lifetimes. And he opened up all the doors; everybody can come and take in order to mufanas the whole door. The chorol of Echav Aves Aviv, and all his family said to him, your ancestors, your fathers, they stored away, and they stored benoisaf, added to what their fathers had put stored away. And you're just wasting them away, giving them away for the public, for the hamunam. So Munbaz said to them, a voice I gone to the matter. My ancestors, they stored over here, down below. And I've stored above. Shenema emes me'eretz titzmach, but tzedek m'shamayim nishkof. Rashi says that the stalker looks down from above. In other words, this may be referring to what the Torah said, that you ma'oyer chesed for the whole world. The chesed comes from above because of my stalker. A voice I gone to b'machem shiat sheletes boy. My ancestors, they stored in a place where something could happen to it. A fire could happen. Ganovim could come. Anything could happen to it. I have a zchus and scha in a place where nobody can touch it. Nobody can touch my zchus. Shenema tzedek umishbot mechayim kisacho. As it says, that tzedakah and mishbot are mechayim kisacho are in under the kisei of a Kadosh Baruch Hu where nobody can touch it. Avoyis aygonzu dovish einos appears. My ancestors put away things that don't produce. That the tzaddiks, the ma'asim tovim, produce payrus. That even if a person puts his money away in an investment and it's investing a lot and it's accruing a lot of money, but that's nothing compared to the payrus that the kachbar gives us that the person's oichel that is keren kremes to olam haba and the oichel preseim olam hazeh. A voice like gone through oitzus moment when nigun asked the oitzus and the foshets. My ancestors, they put away money in their storehouses. I have a schutz of nefoshes because I'm keeping people alive. Shenever pre tzaddik eitz chaim, the produce of a tzaddik is life, giving people life. For the kerf nefoshes chacham. A voice like gone through lacherim. My ancestors, they put the money away for other people. Why? Because they're not here anymore and they left it for the children, the grandchildren, and whoever else. But what I have remains with me forever. Shenev lechoti et stoker. The stoker will be yours. A voice I gone to the oilam hazeh. Vani gonati the oilam abo. Shenev avahalach lamnecha tzidkecha. That's the pasuk which the Torah ends off with. Kvoid Hashem, Yosfech.